Plans to shut controversial earthquake insurer Southern Response by the end of the year have been met with concern and uncertainty. Southern Response still has 379 open claims, and EQC Minister Grant Robertson says it's now time to look at winding down the state-owned insurer and moving any remaining claims elsewhere. Sources have told Checkpoint that EQC is being explored as an option for those claims. But those who still have open claims with Southern Response are concerned. Things are about to get a whole lot harder. Logan Church reports.
For Christchurch homeowner Bob Burnett, it's been a long 8.5 year journey trying to get his earthquake claim sorted, and it's nowhere near over. But it will soon be over for Southern Response, who has his claim, with the EQC Minister Grant Robertson announcing the organisation will wrap up by the end of the year.
Pretty shocked, really. I knew nothing about that. And we're still waiting to have our insurance paid, and there just seems to be unbelievable delays and unnecessarily. We're still waiting for Southern Response to get a price and sit down and talk about it. You know, we've had our side organise all their information for some time, and there just seems to be unacceptable delays, and I don't know why.
The government has pumped $1.5 billion into Southern Response after it was set up to take on earthquake claims from AMI when it failed in 2012. But it hasn't been smooth sailing. Homeowners have complained about Donut's books, worth about $173 million. So where will these claims go? Checkpoint understands EQC is being looked at as one option, although no decision has yet been made. Bob Burnett's claim could quite possibly be one of these, and while he has little confidence in Southern Response, he's worried that if his claim is transferred, it could cause more problems.
That's frightening. Yeah, that's not going to be good at all.
Why do you say that?
Oh, I just don't have any confidence in, pass the parcel and somebody else picking up something. You know, this has been the case all the way along with different people coming and going and people not getting up to speed and not actually reading the file. And actually, yeah, so we really need people who know what they're doing to be deal with this.
And that's a fear shared by Tom McBrearty, chair of both EQC's Claimants Reference Group and the Homeowners Advisory Group for the Greater Christchurch Claims Resolution Service.
The complexity of the claims in some of these cases are quite diverse, and the result being is that some of these people have already told their story several times over and may feel they have to repeat it all over again. Now, it could well be that when the change does occur, there will be an element of, oh no, not again, yet more delay. However, I think in this occasion, the change will mean that the claimants will be, hopefully, looked after and looked after well.
High-profile earthquake insurance lawyer Grant Cameron of GCA Lawyers says EQC would be best placed to take over the remaining claims.
I think the uniform view over a long period would be that EQC is not up to many tasks at all. However, there have been significant changes over the last 12 months, and it does seem to be the appropriate sort of target vehicle as to whether ultimately management can cope is another question. But at the moment, we would have to be quietly optimistic about it.
Grant Cameron is also leading a class action against Southern Response. He claims hidden costs led to significant underpayments to about 3,000 people. He is confident the closure won't affect current legal proceedings. National's EQC spokesperson Stuart Smith says the closure of Southern Response was inevitable.
Southern Response have worked pretty well through a lot of their claims. My understanding is they're actually ahead of what their projections were in terms of settling claims. So at some point it had to come to an end. It is a pretty sad story, really, because it goes right back to AMI not having sufficient reinsurance to cover the risk. Thankfully, the national government stood in and stepped in and took it over.
Labor campaigned heavily in Christchurch on unresolved problems with the Canterbury earthquake recovery, much of which they blamed on the previous national government. However, EQC Minister Grant Robertson could not find time to speak to Checkpoint today. His office said no decision has yet been made about the next steps. And those are decisions that claimants say are desperately needed now. In Christchurch for Checkpoint, Logan Church.
And in a statement, Southern Response says any new arrangement will retain all of Southern Response's responsibilities and liabilities to claimants. It says it hopes the transition will be as smooth as possible. And in regard to Bob Burnett's claim, it says progress has been made following site visits by Southern Response engineers and builders. They say the next step is to finalise the scope of works and how the repairs can be carried out.